That's why you have to learn a lot of Bikias before you learn here. Because the Indian of Bikias is you're learning so many oises. You're making such a godless amoichim by learning Bikias. So many oises. So many oises that your moich is full of oises. And your moich is full of oises. Then you get an expansion, a moedic expansion. Then you can, seriously. Then every word of Torah is going in the Rosh Hashanah, is making it wider and wider. Then you can begin. This week I saw moedic avot. I'm doing the finish now, Baruch Hashem. I'm going to cut in the time. I'm going to say it and bring Chagiga now. So the famous Gemara in Chagiga, Al Shloisha, moedic avot, that's a simcha, it's a avot. So the Oiz Bahot of Gemara brings it. And the Yal Kabiyurim, I don't know, on the Horus down there. So it's in Bells. It's such a simcha. It says in the famous Chazal, Al Gimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boicha B'chol Yom. Al She'efshel El-Asek Ve'Eino Yosek. Al She'efshel El-Asek Ve'Oisek. And a panis shinis gara tzibure. So, efshel alasad ve'ein oisad, he's a battle and a battle is a bechir. And it's famous Chavetz Chaim, if a yid, the bechir is as rachmanis for the yid, if a yid only know what a word of Torah is, and he's efshel alasad and he's battles, it's mamish a tragedy. It's a flat bunch of somebody should yir shel alasad, and nevertheless, ve'oisad, why is a bunch of them crying? It's a mardik of simcha. Some learn because of the Bechir of Simcha, or some learn the Rosh Hashanah cries out to Rachmanus, that he's so poor and he can't learn, and yet he still pushes himself to learn. Just imagine what Darga's learning would be if he wouldn't be poor, whatever. I saw there, he brings from the Zevach Chagiga, I don't know if it's one of the Svarim, he brings the Taz. The Taz says, why do we make a bracha Lasik with the Resurs? Taz says, Lasik, Esek Ater is even. Esek is even. Right? A little more to say, Esek is even. The Ikka is even. But you can't have Eon until you've gone with a Sofer, like what the Gemara says. First you've got to master the Bekiyas, and then you have Eon. He says, that's Pshat. Al She'ev Shalei Lasek. He does not learn Eon yet. He hasn't got his Bekiyas yet. Ve'oisek, and he kvetches. He kvetches on Eon. Al She'ev Shalei Lasek. Chodshmoch is Boche. He's learning Eon before the time. Of them Vein Da'imishter. Moi de gewot, no? She ihr schon raus, die kennt lernen mit klar. Ihr schon raus. Like I told you from the beyond the rabbit, there's a Mr. Three Grace. You're learning ihr already? Bunch lang weint. Also ihr schon raus. He doesn't know how to learn ihr. For Isaac, and he still learns ihr. You gotta be gummy for Sovi. He brings down the road. You gotta be gummy for Sovi. You first gotta learn it. Moi de gewot. Moi de gewot. Open eyes of Hodder tomorrow. You see, that's my. It's such an empty gavot. And that's what the Kozim Rebbe always talk about. The Rebbe Shalom Hamish Tzad that gives the Rebbe Shalom. Hey, I'm in this. Hey, I'm in this. Actually, last thing we tell you, ain't eyes. Pachad gavot. It's such an innistic azach. Actually, you know that a few bachrim in my shema Sarah switched out at the morning shiur. Came to this gemara that same day we learned this gemara. Two bachrim switched out at the morning shiur because they mamish felt the emes, like, you know, mamish to do, because I know when they fast, tonight they do a very good chazara. So first you hespek, but they do good, they learn it well, and then they start being margish the time. You know, and the mamish, they felt that flashy mama koymus and this khadak in the bikhlal no the daf. It's a kavod. It's a bechir klap b'shemayim. It's a rachmanus. You're learning during this time. So it's even a way of bigger treasure. Somebody is battled. Shai, no, they're battled. But Evan Dach Lennon, and they're landish. The Kozim Rebbe, you haven't heard she tapes of the Kozim Rebbe on this?
I heard Rebbe.
He's not a very sharp person. I'm scared to quote some of the things he says. He's not a very sharp person. That's Mamish and the Kuddas he talks about.
What he used to say.
Who?
What
did he say? The person's going to go up to Shemayim, the bunch of them's going to say, if I was just a battle the ganze leben, a schiller, a kanois, achas, a ganze leben. And he says, what? I learned my whole life. He says, does this your land? He says, Thomas, it's been pulled, I shall have all this bit of toilet. And he screams, and it's And if it's Mepulei Shel Hevel, and it screams the whole time, V'vezuk, Hazayi Ba'intzen, and Chaturim, V'flikayin, and Besamedush, Nevin HaMesech, the Endigin, and Nevin the next Mesech, the Endigin, and the Allah, Pepulei Shel Hevel. I used to give mayo, and these, you know, they give these Klezenberger things out in the shuls and Shabbos. Very often they used to bring them. It could be mayo's lesson. Such a beautiful thought. Shows the Chaymer in Indian. Shows the Chaymer in Indian. I mean, the Klezen Rebbe, he was so. I have CDs of I once bought him of all these, you know, all these things about the Hespik of learning. Very interesting. Yeah, that was his. He felt that that's his avoider here in this world. We felt a shas. I heard from somebody who remember you. My mom spoke to me like Zilzal on Rabbeinu Shvinkel and Meir when he switched learning the to do the daf in the Meir. And then he started coming over to me from time to time because tells me over is shtick lechtoyer. It's a pacha to hear it. It's mom's a pacha to hear that somebody is a, you know, a fitzer that I've become toch. It's a pacha to hear those toyers. Mom's a pacha. Like, you know, he was Mazalzel and Rabbeinu Shvinkel Verstanden, he understood exactly what he was doing. You know, a younger man of 30 was Mazalzel in, you know, he says, he told me once, he says, Kilo, like, he, mamish, you know, he ruined the Ulema Yeshivas. As a Psazar Lashon he used, you know, and then he was telling me, yeah, Shurim was telling me his Chaburus, you know, all these Nyonim are Chaburus, Frishi and Galat, they make Chaburus once a week, each one says, that was hacked in Chinese, you know, that where did they go? They could take a Kilos Yaakov and they take most of it. You know, like, what, they can make a Chabura. I remember me, I'm Schatoya and Imaskayim, I was also in these Chaburas. And say this, you know, he made a Chabura, he thought about Oro, you know. Say that, you know, it was because you mechazed them to learn, If they learn a whole Masech, then you make a big seum with them, believe me, they have more Chizuk. What do you show them when you make these Chaburas? You show them there's a Kenish learn, and that's what you show them. Instead of being mechazik, the whole idea of chaburas and every yingam man has to give a chabur, every yingam man has to, like, you know, it's and until they get the nakuda, this is the learning. Havada, if you ever talk to somebody, Havada, the ikir is the ian. Ikir is lasig with the resoira. I mean, daf kenen learn. Like Ruchayim Kreiser, I told you what he told that yingam man. Ruchayim Kreiser was a boki b'shas mila b'mila, you knew that? Chasna, he said, remember my chasna. He rattled off like he was a bucky, bebavli, Yerushalmi, miller b'miller. Yeah, I told you, I was at a shemur brachas. Somebody got up and says, "Benish from them, voltechnishki can't learn." Also, says, "I love them." Benish from them, voltechnishki can't learn at night. So Chaim Kreiser says, "Vezukti can't learn at night. Vezukti can't learn in the middle of the shemur brachas." He says, "You can learn." Like a person announces, "You know, if not for this thing, I wouldn't be able to learn today." Kilu hind b'star goes to London. He was very sharp. Stricker Rebbe was also very into this. Stricker, I can tell you, he's not fun after this. Stricker Rebbe used to, because Stricker Rebbe, I was very close to him. Like he wanted me to come to him all the time. He used to come to him, and I saw a lot of dialogues. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rebbe, he was a Maradik in London. And I saw Big Talmud Rav Shach used to come to him a few times a year. All the Litvish Gedolim used to come to him, so I was Neuchacht in a lot of these conversations. Once he had a Chassan once came to Mamish on his Eifrif, a Litvish Chassan came to him on his Eifrif. I was Mamish there. And so he told him, you know, he wanted to tell the Rebbe, he says, Pilpul, and how he's speaking on his Shabbos Eifer, the Rebbe wiped the floor, and it was so bad, the Rebbe got enraged, mummish enraged. And the Rebbe learned 6 years with Rabbi Yosha Be'er, the Rebbe Yeshua's father, Chamusa. Yeah, the Rebbe was the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav had gave him the visa to come in, Strikhav Rebbe. Gave him the visa, he was the Talmud of the Rebbe. Rav Shach used to chaz a share with the Strikhav Rebbe. And he might wiped the floor with that chassid. It was so bad, and because the Shabbos over, he was very sharp as well. He was married to Kamench. He said, you know, the chassid over, you know, like he learned Rabbi Yosha about 6 years. You think of what came, so you know why not? He learned Zoram and Taharis. They went through the Zoram and Taharis. Some Zachamigazets, but I'll say for Tam Shnais and Galen. He's not very sharp at this whole. He was once by a vote. He was by a vote, because he was very close to Rav Shach was very clinging to him, so a lot of strikers from Bnei Brak learned to Ponovich. It's not a vote of a strik of a chosid, and the Rebbe came to the vote, and this Ponovich of Bocha gets up, you know, and says, as a hagdomah to his brosha, Lo yish dvorim anoichi. You know, that's how they start here. Lo yish dvorim anoichi. So Rebbe says, sit down. You know, he had this nice, beautiful drush of a pen, but to start off is lo yish dvorim anoichi. So Rebbe says, zet v'chavek. So he didn't know who he was starting with. So, you know, so he smiled and carried on his drush. Rebbe says, zet v'chavek. So he carried on. Rebbe says, if you say you're Loish Dvarim Anoichi, what should we hear you for? He didn't let him in the middle of everybody. He's such an Ish Emes, you know, like this whole idea. He was so again. He was Mamisha Ilu Yotzim. I saw him going through Shagas Arya. When the Choshev Rosh Koil came to him, I was sitting in his house, and he came to ask him Shagas Arya. So obviously the Rebbe held him that. I'm saying, you know, the Rebbe wasn't, you know, he held him with Choshev. So I said, bring a Shagas Arya. This is how the Rebbe went down in Shagas Arya. Where the kavod? Where the kavod? Ashir yev shalay lasay. The kentzach nishlenan even.